This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amherst hockey lives here. Amherst Belleville. Tonight at 7 on your home for Rochester Americans hockey. AM 950 at 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
Yeah, and Amherst hockey. Sponsored in part by Wilberts. You pull it, having trouble selling your car online? Will your truck not pass inspection? Sell to Wilberts. Call Wilberts. You pull it at 315-589-2222. Visit them online at WUPI.com or stop in store at 4936 State Route 104 in Williamson. Get cash for your car, truck, van, or SUV today. Let's welcome in Sarah Barshop, covering the Houston Texans for ESPN.com, ESPN NFL Nation reporter. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, Sarah, it's a pleasure to be talking about a playoff game from our perspective here in Western New York. We wanted to learn a lot more about the Texans and appreciate your time today. Let's start off with Will Fuller. I mean, that's the one I'm sure you're getting asked a lot. What's your best guess here is what we might see? And if there is a healthy Will Fuller on the field for Houston, how might that impact this game?
So far, I've heard that they're really trying to get him back on the field because they know how much he means to this offense. He may be active, and he may not see a lot of playing time if he does play, because I know that groin is still bothering him. But what he does for this offense is something that they really can't replace without him, because he stretches the field in a way that even Kenny Stills does not. If you look at Deshaun Watson's numbers with Will Fuller on the field with those deep passes, it makes a huge difference. And now, one thing I wrote about this week, actually, is the way Buffalo stops is very good against the deep passes. And so I think that's why, especially this week, it's key for the Texans to have Fuller available, because if not, I think they're going to have even a harder time getting big chunk plays down the field against the Bills.
Sarah Barshop covering the Houston Texans for ESPN.com, ESPN NFL Nation. The other big story out of Houston, the return of J.J. Watt. Now, we're hearing from Romeo Crennel that he's going to be on a snap count, and it remains to be seen how effective he'll be when he is on the field. But this, of course, has to provide some sort of an emotional lift for that defense for the Texans. What does the return of J.J. Watt mean for this team on Saturday?
Yeah, I was talking to some guys in the locker room, and they said that even just having him back, knowing that he came back early from the injury, because he believed that he could help them win, that this team, it was good enough to make the playoffs, because, of course, they had to make the playoffs for him to be able to come back on those fields. And so I was talking to a couple of players, and they said, even if he cannot contribute a ton, which it would not surprise me if he is just as effective as he normally is, even if he is a little rusty at the start, some of the players are saying it means so much to have him out there. And I think this stadium is going to react. It's going to be pretty loud, I think, when he runs out onto the field before the game tomorrow, because these fans are in Texas, in Houston, no surprise, are huge J.J. Watt fans. And from everything I've heard, a lot of fans were telling me that they're excited to see it, because no one even thought it was possible that he was going to come back right when he got hurt. Even he didn't think that. So I think how much he plays is supposed to see, although Bill O'Brien said yesterday that he says he'll be out there quite a bit. So it wouldn't surprise me if J.J. Watt does make an impact on this game.
Sarah Barshop covers the Houston Texans for ESPN.com, NFL Nation reporter. Sarah, you're watching the Texans from afar here. This is a team that went into Arrowhead, won, defeated the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, and not only lost to Baltimore, got blown out by Houston. What could you point to as the reason for why this team has been so up and down this year?
We actually asked Deshaun Watson that, and he said, it sounds simple, but it's just the execution. We have to execute more consistently. Now, the problem with something like that is that you have to wonder, is that something you can fix for a playoff game and keep going? Because you saw that Baltimore game. That was, if they come out like that against any team now in the playoffs and get off to that full start, they're not going to have a lot of success. And I think that's the key for any of their games going forward, is that they, on their opening possession this season, have one touchdown. and I believe 2 field goals. And that touchdown was last week when A.J. McCarron threw a touchdown on the opening possession of the game. Otherwise, they really struggled in the first quarter. So I think the Texans need to get off to a faster start, and that will help them be a little bit more consistent and have the offense that we all know on paper they're capable of.
But Sarah, when we talk about the Houston Texans, everybody will gravitate immediately to the stars, to Deshaun Watson, to DeAndre Hopkins. Very quietly, the Texans have a solid run game, and Carlos Hyde is a 1,000-yard rusher. Duke Johnson is somebody that they can utilize out of the backfield, and he's a dangerous weapon as well. Is that something that a lot of people are overlooking? Can that actually be a big factor in tomorrow's game if the Texans have any chance of winning?
Absolutely. I think about it all the time. Like, that trade for Carlos Hyde was one of the more underrated moves they've maybe in the NFL this season. They traded him for, I mean, maybe he was going to be cut too, but the guy they traded him for was probably not going to make the team. They're probably going to get rid of him on cut down day anyway. And so they got Hyde. He came in. He said the change of scenery. He had a little chip on the shoulder because he's been all over the place and he didn't make the team, make it the city. So he came in motivated. And what he's done to allow Deshaun Watson and the offense to open up a little bit, I think, like you said, kind of goes under the radar, but I think that's been a big difference to this offense this year.
The Bills' offense, conversely, it's been, I think, pedestrian would be a nice way to put it, but then again, I look at the Houston defense. Sarah, is that a concern from the Houston standpoint, the linebackers, and maybe the safeties, if you have to contend with Cole Beasley over the middle or maybe a tight end? Is that an area where the Bills might be able to exploit this week?
Oh, absolutely, especially talking about tight end. The reason they signed Deshaun Gibson was because of how the success he had against tight ends in basketball. Well, then the Texans activated J.J. Watson, they put him on injured reserve. So that's, I think, an area. And this whole defense, though, talked about the safeties. The secondary has been pretty bad this year, and they've dealt with injuries, and they've had pieces. They've added new pieces. They added Conley. They added Hargraves this year. And they kind of try to figure out what's their best option because they were playing with a rotation with the corners for a little bit. So with the injuries they've had and kind of the inconsistency they've had there, too, I think that's a huge weakness for the Texans.
A lot of connections between these two franchises, too, as we continue with Sarah Barshop, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Houston Texans. We know that there's a connection between Terry Pegula, the Bills owner, and Bill O'Brien, the Penn State connection that's there. We know that Brian Gain, the former GM of the Houston Texans, now an advisor for the Buffalo Bills. Sarah, what do you know about how the Brian Gain regime ended there in Houston, why it ended the way it did, and what he might be bringing, you know, kind of very quietly to the Buffalo Bills organization is this advisor role?
He, you know, everyone I talked to, it was definitely a weird thing, a shocking event when he was fired. I talked to people in the building who said they had no idea it was coming. And the best I've understood from what happened was that it just wasn't the right fit, which is interesting because when the Texans hired Brian Gain, Bill O'Brien was on that committee to find a general manager. He talked about how he and Gain had the same, you know, philosophies about how to run a football organization. So to me, it's really interesting that quickly that fell apart. He was in the first class last week, actually. And he knows these guys. He drafted them. 2 years of drafting them. So I'm sure that will help the Bills a lot. He's always been a really nice guy when when he was here. And I was shocked when they found out that he was fired. But everything I've been told is that he's a great guy, but it just wasn't the right fit in GM role in Houston.
Well, how has Bill O'Brien been able to manage both roles this year? And I guess how did that, you know, his first big move, I mean, the flip draft picks, not just draft picks, number one picks. How did that go over in Houston, trading, you know, 2 first rounders to Miami for Stills and also the offensive lineman Tunzel? What do you think the results of that trade have been now?
I mean, after the way Deshaun Watson was hit last year, I think and everyone in Houston understood that the Texans needed to protect Deshaun Watson. Getting Tunzel, like, yes, that was a lot of draft capital to get up. But with the way Fuller has been this year, the addition of Kenny Stills has been big, too. I think the one that people gave O'Brien a harder time was trading Jadeveon Clowney away. I just still think he makes the team better, regardless. And so that, to me, was the one that was a surprise, or not a surprise, but just I didn't understand. But I think if you have a chance to get a left tackle who can protect your franchise quarterback, yes, the price was high, but ultimately, I think that's what you've got to do to protect Deshaun Watson.
Sarah, you're gracious with your time to join us here in the Sports Bar. We appreciate that. I want to make sure you have a few moments here at the end to let our listeners know what you're working on at ESPN.com and what they can read up to prior to kickoff tomorrow.
Yeah, I read about Will Fuller. I wrote about him and the effect he will have if he plays this week. And then I had a fun story. I was talking to a couple of the defensive backs, and they said after every takeaway this year, or since the Patriots game earlier in December, that Mike Adams, who's 38 and has been around for a long time, has rewarded them with a bottle of engraved Hennessy. That was a fun one to work on. So you guys can read about that at ESPN.com.
Sarah, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And again, thanks again, Sarah.
Thanks. Great to talk to you guys.
You got it. Talk to you soon. Sarah Barshop covering the Houston Texans for ESPN.com, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Texans. Good conversation there. If you came in late, we'll get that up on demand for you shortly at ESPNRochester.com and the Radio.com app.
Yeah, she's right about the splits on Fuller. If he is available over the top, that certainly boosts the stats for Deshaun Watson, even if he's out there tomorrow. I mean, the groin injury. I mean, yeah, he could be out there and then one twist and you're done for the game there. So I think that's a huge concern for Houston. That's another reason why I like the Bills in tomorrow's game.
Tweeting us at ESPN Rochester. Adam, you're always welcome to join us, by the way, at ESPN Rochester, our handle on Twitter. Okay, so this is the quote from yesterday, Trey White talking about the matchup against DeAndre Hopkins and basically saying that whoever is guarding Hopkins, whether it's he or Kevin, when he's lined up on the right side, does that confirm no Levi Wallace tomorrow? Look, Levi Wallace to me is a long shot for tomorrow.
I think that when we talked yesterday to Marcel and Matt Parrino, they both pretty much said, yeah, he was out there. He wasn't even backpedaling in the portion of practice that they could see. So
Kevin Johnson revenge game, Gino.
Look,
why not?
You're fine there. Kevin Johnson against Kenny Stills, though, has me a little bit nervous. So they're going to have to, you know, afford to swing somebody over in that direction. But I think you hit it on the head. The Duke Johnson-Carlos Hyde combo, if you see a formation with both of those guys in the backfield at the same time, I look back to the Philadelphia game. If they pop that tape in, that's where they might be able to find success against Buffalo's defense.
There is a template to beat the Bills' defense. I think the Patriots have it. I think the Eagles have it. And I think the Browns had it. You know, the Browns, if it wasn't for, what was that, an 8-play goal line stand? I mean, if it wasn't for that, that game is a little bit more out of hand than it actually was. So the idea that you have two pretty significant weapons in your run game in Carlos Hyde and Duke Williams, and you're able to, Duke Johnson, I'm sorry, and you're able to effectively use both of them through the course of a game, and that's something I think that a lot of people aren't talking about that we should watch out for tomorrow as the game unfolds. 4:35 kickoff tomorrow. Pre-game coverage starting at noon. You can hear the action on our sister station, 96.5 WCMF. We will have hockey action for you tomorrow afternoon here on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Amherst hockey at 4 o'clock tomorrow as they take on Toronto in Toronto. And that will be preceded by some Sabres hockey, 1 o'clock, Florida coming in to KeyBank Center. We'll get the latest on the Buffalo Sabres when we're joined by one of our regulars, Lance Lasowski of the Buffalo News, who's set to join us here in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah, he gets a Saturday night off tomorrow. So like, the time getting moved up to 1 o'clock. By the way, we will join the Bills post game tomorrow immediately following Rochester American.
I have a feeling when the Amherst gets done, there'll still be some action left in that game.
It'll be close,
right in that fourth quarter kind of window there. So you'll be able to catch the conclusion of Bills Texans here on ESPN Rochester following Amherst hockey tomorrow afternoon. Next in the Sports Bar, every day at this time, we throw out some takes on tap. It's called I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar.
Well, there's something else besides the Bills-Texans game, and when we finally come down off of whether that's high or the disappointment, I want to talk about tomorrow night. I want to talk about tomorrow night, say around 11:30. What's going to happen in Foxborough tomorrow night?
How does the world look?
Let's explore that scene and the possibilities tomorrow night, because we're looking for tells. I think we should dive into that. And yes, I didn't go into this with Sarah Barshop, because, gosh, 27 years ago, there's a whole generation that doesn't understand what today means. I vow every year, as I'm banging the table here, Mike Danger, I vow every year we are going to celebrate this game every year on every January 3rd. And what do you know? The Bills are playing a Houston team tomorrow. Let's enjoy some tape.
I have a feeling that'll come up tomorrow during the game as well. Just maybe once or
maybe
twice.
Maybe once or twice.
Maybe once or twice they'll bring that up. The Chargers are making a huge mistake. And my non-sports take has to deal with what a lot of us are dealing with this time of year. The fair weather gym goer. You know the type.
Of course.
All right. That's on the way next. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.